In fact, one of the funniest search and rescues, talk about memorable search and rescues I've been on, we had just had a plane, we had the King Air skydiving plane crash out here, killed 9 people. Mm-hmm. That was in the winter of January, in fact. That summer, we had another plane go down on the Great Salt Lake, and that one was one of the controlled landings with 3 people on it, and we were able to pull them out just fine, without a scratch on them, because they were able to do that controlled landing on the water. Then later that fall, we had a call of another plane crash going down on the lake. Somebody on I-80 had seen a plane crash, or actually saw the plane go down on the Great Salt Lake on I-80, as they were driving down I-80. Right after that, we got a call from Salt Lake International Airport saying a pilot had flown over the lake and saw an oil slick. So we got plane crash, we got oil slick. So we went out there and we started doing search and rescue, and we searched for a couple of hours. Fire department was out here, everybody was out here. Kept searching and searching and searching. The only thing we saw was a brine shrimp slick. Well, from the air, a brine shrimp slick is going to look like an oil slick to the uneducated person.
Right.
Turns out, after searching for several hours, what we were looking for was somebody who had been flying a remote-controlled airplane off the beach over by the old Salt Air site and lost control of it, and it had crashed into the Great Salt Lake. That's what the person on I-80 had seen. So we spent all that time looking for a model airplane.
Yeah.